Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
600 soldiers for military exercise in response to aggression by Russia in Ukraine. That's according to the Pentagon spokesman, Rear Admiral John Kirby. Now, the 173rd Airborne is the correct airborne infantry unit. I jumped with those guys in Vietnam during my time over there. They're an elite unit, but you're looking at 600 troops against 40,000 Russian troops. They're going to Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia over the next month, and we'll rotate more U.S. forces to those and possibly other countries, at least through the end of the year, according to Admiral John Kirby. He's a Pentagon press secretary. He says, what we're after here is a persistent present, a persistent rotational present, Kirby said. If there's a message to Moscow, is that we take our obligations to defend NATO countries very, very seriously.
There's military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle commenting on the number of American troops that have been sent for military exercises to countries near the Ukraine. Russia and Ukraine, number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into another hour of the Talk Radio Review. The show focuses on items of interest the week of April 21st to the 25th, 2014, running down all of the top topics. Folks at Talkers Magazine, at Talkers.com, have monitored the talk radio world and thus our list. So let's get at it. At number 10, Major League Baseball, Boston Marathon, sports talk radio in general. Number 9, the Arizona VA scandal. Man, what an outrage that is. Good God. Supreme Court affirmative action story. Actually, it's the voting story. Number 8, FCC and net neutrality. Number 7, South Korean ferry disaster. Number 6, President's visit to Asia. Number 5, the deadly Afghanistan hospital attack. Number 4, presidential race. Number 3, Obamacare. Number 2, and the Russian-Ukrainian situation. Number 1. From our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, here's host Alan Ludell talking to CBS Foreign Affairs analyst Dr. Pamela Falk about the UN take on Russia aggressively moving into eastern Ukraine.
Is there a feeling at the UN that almost like back to the future, back to Cold War days, or not quite?
Absolutely, Alan. It's the vocabulary, even the idea that the State Department and the Obama administration are talking about things that sound an awful lot like, and sometimes using the word, of containment, which is that 1947 George Kennan theory of surrounding the periphery of the Soviet Union at that time. The idea here is to contain it. But what does it really mean? That means it could be 40 years before the area, the region gets out of Russian control. And it also sort of gives up the idea that there could be something done about Ukraine and eastern Ukraine. And it just seems to be getting worse. I mean, this Geneva Agreement isn't really flying.
Well, yeah, I mean, talk to the Russians. They say it's old Cold Warriors in Washington and London that are restarting the Cold War. They're just trying to buttress the position of Russian speakers who've been second-class citizens in some of these republics. I mean, that's what they would say. You know it.
Right, absolutely. And here at the UN, you hear a lot of it's complicated, which, of course, Alan, it is. Now, what happened when Yanukovych said no to the European Union back in November, he unleashed these pro-Russian and pro-Ukraine ultra-nationalists that he can't really control now. And so that the killing of three people at the checkpoint on Easter Sunday, all of that now has the foreign minister of Russia pointing fingers at the Ukrainians, and of course the Ukrainians make some mistakes. And so now they all say, well, you know, this is more complicated. But
I'm sorry to interrupt, but are the Russians bent, from your perspective, on just retaking the Russified areas, or, to use the old U.S. term, are they bent on regime change in Kiev?
They seem bent on regime change in Kiev. And in fact, you're hearing a lot from Yanukovych, which makes some people here feel, and especially the European Union reps at the UN, feel that maybe what they're really trying to do is put him back in. I mean, he was the elected president, of course, and try to put him back in somewhere, even if it's in a sector of part of Ukraine.
But put him back in a way where they don't just have tanks moving through Kiev the way that would have been the 68 Czechoslovak invasion, I suppose.
Right, exactly. Now, what will be interesting is, you've seen, as I've seen, the State Department released these pictures of some of the Russian ultranationalists who bear striking resemblances to Russian security forces who were in Georgia in 2008. Now, we at CBS haven't been able to verify it, so everyone's trying to figure out if they can actually verify that. But that that really does tell you that there's a hiding of the real motives behind some of the agitation.
Coming up next here on the Countdown, more on Russia and the Ukraine. That's up as we turn the corner. First page, as we get to the pages on this week's Talk Radio Review.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at PowerfulProducts.com. That's PowerfulProducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power.
Lumber Liquidators' once-a-year hardwood flooring clearance sale is going on now. This is the biggest flooring event of the year, with 5 days of historic hardwood flooring deals, like top-quality clearance flooring for just 19 cents a square foot, gorgeous Aberdeen birch engineered hardwood, and even horizontal natural bamboo for just $1.49, plus more deals at your local store. So go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find the store nearest you. But hurry, their famous April sale ends Monday the 28th.
It's National Park Week, a time each year when we celebrate America's more than 400 national parks. Can't get to any of them? Not to worry. Airwick, the company known for keeping homes smelling clean and fresh, is bringing them home to you with the return of their National Park Collection in partnership with the National Park Foundation. Lifestyle expert Amy Goodman.
Airwick crafted fragrances inspired by the rare essence of our national parks. The new spring collection includes 4 limited edition scents, Yosemite, Channel Islands, Biscayne, and Gulf Islands, as well as returning scents, American Samoa, Great Smoky Mountains, Virgin Islands, and Hawaii.
Channel Islands is a clean scent inspired by the pristine coastal waters and rare silver lotus blossom. Yosemite, wild strawberries fuse with soothing mists of mountain rain. Gulf Islands that smell like white sandy beaches and seashores. And Biscayne, sun-kissed citrus paired with wild orchid blossoms.
For about $5.99 each, you can be transported to one of your favorite parks.
Available in scented oils and fresh Matic spray refills. Check out airwick.us.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money? Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers, freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's HarvestRight.com.
I'm Doug Steffen here, continuing on our TRCS Show Talk Radio Countdown. We are moving up the ladder, working from number 10 to working from number 1 to number 10. Big talk topics of the week, Russia and Ukraine, number 1. Here's host Ray Appleton with Congressman Devin Nunes of California. They discuss what Nunes thinks we ought to be doing about the situation that now confronts us and the rest of the world in the Ukraine.
What, if anything, should be done? Your opinion.
Now, you're asking moving forward. I mean, because you can go back and you can...
We can go back all we want, but that's not going to change anything. Because
If the president continues to show a lack of leadership on a number of fronts, whether it's Afghanistan or with Syria or in Asia or, you know, with China, and now, you know, with this issue with Crimea, Putin's going to try to get away with what he's getting away with. I think in Putin's estimation or calculations, you know, the Russian economy is not very good.
It's terrible.
And
it's getting worse.
Yeah, and he has to take, for him to go into the rest of Ukraine or into the eastern part of Ukraine is going to get much more costly for him. Because, you know, they're going to have to support that Crimea region. And it's not going to be easy for them to do now that they've basically annexed it. It's going to be expensive, it's going to be painful, and I think ultimately won't be successful in the long run for the Russians. But Putin is no question. I mean, the guy's a thug. He's a former KGB guy. He ran the KGB, and he's longing for the years of the old Soviet Empire. And this is why, as much as we want to, you know, not worry about what goes on overseas, we have to, because Russia remains a very capable adversary with their nuclear weapon stockpile and their capabilities that they have with their submarines and everything else.
Yeah, I don't think he's necessarily a communist. I've said this many times. But he certainly is a nationalist. He certainly is an imperialist that would love to go back to those, you know, czarist days where he could play king and have all this territory. And now, you're on Intelligence Committee, as we all know. And I don't know what you can say and can't say. But is there anything to be believed with these reports from excellent sources that say he wants all of Ukraine? He's going to do Georgia again. And now, also Estonia. What have you heard that you can share?
Well, I've met with some of the Estonians. They are very concerned because, you know, it's a very small country, I think like 2 million people. The Russians have troops on their border. You know, they've done cyber attacks on the Estonians. We already know that that they went into a small part of Georgia not too long ago.
And so, that was not a success.
Well, they maintain they still have the small part of Georgia.
I know, but in terms of the population of Russians vibe on that and their fear of terrorists and the Chechens and all that.
You get to the point, though, also where there's not a big difference between a communist and a fascist. So the easiest thing that could be done with the Russians now would be to go after them, go after the businesses that they conduct overseas.
Here our host Jane Foy, Rick Daniels, talking to military analyst Jeff McCausland about American troops being sent to Poland for so-called military exercises.
Our troops somewhere over the skies of Poland. What is going on?
Well, the United States has now announced an increased number of military exercises with some of the NATO member states in the eastern part of the alliance. That will include, as Rick just said, of course, Poland, but as well as that, the three Baltic republics, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. Apparently those exercises are going to start over the next few days. This will expand an increased U.S. military presence that has already begun with some increased fighter aircraft that have also gone to the Baltic Republics and Poland. Increased naval presence in the Black Sea. We've got a destroyer now operating in the Black Sea. And this apparently is only the beginning on the part of NATO overall to increase its military presence in those members of the alliance that border the Russian Federation.
So is this under the auspices of NATO that we're doing this?
That's correct. Thursday, this is under the auspices of NATO, Rick. NATO Secretary General himself, Rasmussen, a few days ago, had already announced there would be increased NATO military exercise and activities. We'll probably as well see some increased naval presence in the Baltic Seas up there in the north. All of that is an effort to reassure these members of the alliance that border the Russian Federation that we will stand behind our commitments, as well at the same time demonstrating our military abilities, and hopefully to some degree that also deters the Russian Federation from further military action.
Now, isn't this how this whole thing got started in the first place, with Russia saying that these are just scheduled military exercises?
Well, you can say that, Jim, but of course, in their case, they were talking about these being scheduled military exercises, and following that, they invaded Crimea and now are apparently very clearly sending some Russian commando and special forces units into the eastern Ukraine, whereas, of course, on the NATO side, I don't think there's any plans to move any farther eastward than the presence in those countries that we're going to have now.
We're trying to reaffirm to all these countries we've got their back, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's what we've been saying to Ukraine the whole time. Why aren't any of these NATO forces in Ukraine?
Well, Ukraine is not a member of the alliance. That's the main reason. So we do not have the treaty obligations that we do with these member states of the alliance under Article 5 of the NATO treaty, where an attack on one would be considered to some degree an attack on all, and would require at least consultations and the very high likelihood of a military response.
Up next on the countdown, we shift our focus to Obamacare, and can you believe it? The hubbub is really starting on the 2016 presidential race, so we'll have that coverage next for you here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Review.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, number two on the countdown. The continuing focus on the Affordable Care Act, so-called Obamacare. It's not really about health. I've said that 100 times. I've said it once. It's all about insurance. Here's host Garland Robinette with healthcare analyst Michael Cannon. They discuss the sustainability of Obamacare and the healthcare industry and the system in general.
Long before Obamacare, For years, I talked to people in the healthcare industry and said, what we're doing is unsustainable. What can be done?
Well, healthcare is a special area of the economy for a number of reasons, but it's not special in a way that makes government somehow competent to run. The way to get those innovations that make healthcare more affordable and bring it within the reach of people who couldn't afford it yesterday is by getting the government out of the decision making. Let consumers make the decisions. They'll be more cost conscious than the government is or than their employers are. They will drive that cost consciousness will drive prices down, and we've seen that happen in healthcare. In some corners of the healthcare sector anyway, where consumers are the ones controlling the money. We need to see that across the healthcare sector, because if what you care about is helping the most vulnerable, the most important thing you can do is get everyone else to start pitching in by being cost-conscious consumers and helping to drive down the prices that are you know, imposing the greatest burdens on the very sick and the very poor.
The 2016 presidential race, number three on the Countdown Show. Host Kevin Meeks and Karen Henderson here with political analyst Jeff Birnbaum. They discuss the latest polls on who might be the front runner for the Republican Party.
Well, it's still a ways. I mean, we haven't even gotten to the midterm elections yet, but starting to look ahead, I know, to the presidential race. And this new Fox News poll that's out, probably not a big surprise. Chris Christie, former Governor Jeb Bush, and Rand Paul are all kind of in the lead.
It's interesting how broad the support is for a lot of these Republican candidates at this stage. The top three are within 1 percentage point of each other. That's Chris Christie at the top, and then 1 percentage point behind is both Rand Paul and Jeb Bush. They're all in the mid-teens. There's no formidable front-runner by any means. There are just a lot of contenders that are 15% and under.
And, Jeff, any surprises here? I mean, there have been other polls, again, way, way out, but is it pretty much the same names at the top of these polls?
Yes, but there's been a lot of fluctuation. Chris Christie, a few weeks ago, was thought to be a non-starter because of his George Washington Bridge scandal. Apparently that's just helped with his name recognition so that he's on the top of the list now, having no one having found any facts that contradict his denials in that scandal. I'm a little surprised that Jeb Bush is as high as he is, but he is. And it suggests to me that this poll, so far out of the before the race even begins, is more a measurement of name recognition than anything else, and that would also be why Rand Paul is up there as well. But it reminds me, and should remind everyone, Rand Paul is much more of a serious contender for the Republican nomination than most people think that he might be.
And then what about the so-called also-Rans? You've got Rubio and Scott Walker, Rick Perry, Ted Cruz, and even Bobby Jindal in there. And with as much time to go before the election, Jeff, you know, there's going to be some movement by some of these guys, right?
Oh, there'll be a lot of movement. This is really, it's 20 months before the Iowa caucus. So there's a long way to go here, and this is just the starting gate that we're looking at here. And, you know, the pollsters at Fox are the ones who chose the names to put on this list. It's interesting to me that they did, I think, a good job of picking out everyone who is serious or has a chance at the Republican nomination, and they're fairly tightly clustered.
Afghanistan, President's visit to Asia, in the focus next on The Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of April 21st to the 26th, ending on Friday, of course. Up to number four in the countdown, those deadly Afghanistani hospital attacks and the Yemen drone strikes, sort of two for the price of one. Let's start with Brian Kilmeade talking to Peter Hegseth from Concerned Veterans for America about why he thinks the White House has been so quiet about the drone strikes in Yemen.
Wow, targeting terrorists. The U.S. carrying out drone strikes over 3 days against al-Qaeda in Yemen, killing at least 60 and maybe some of the most important al-Qaeda militants. But why hasn't the president been out talking about this operation while not giving away operational details? Why are we somehow trying to downplay this? What about the controversial drone campaign the president says we backed off of about a year ago? The fact that we're doing it, does it make us look bad or does it make us look weak? This, to me, is an amazing American victory. It's intelligence mixing with a foolproof special operation.
Yeah, and working with the host nation, with the Yemeni's government, to partner. This is a three-day operation. This wasn't just drone strikes. This was conventional forces, special operations, raids conducted on camps. We saw that YouTube video about a week ago of al-Qaeda militants massing. It looked like we were off guard, caught off guard by it. Well, clearly, this is something that's been in the planning process, or we've told, long before that video. We know these folks are massing in southern Yemen. The question is, what do we do about it? Clearly, there was a plan in the works. And this type of operation, working with the host nation, is the type of thing you have to do to keep al-Qaeda on their heels.
When we took out bin Laden, I know it's a much bigger operation than this because he means so much more because of what he's done.
But there's some big guys we're hunting in Yemen.
Absolutely. And so we have this major press conference. Everybody gives away details and trying to take credit for this operation, from the CIA director to the defense secretary to the intelligence director to the president of the United States to the vice president to everybody taking some credit.
Sure.
What has changed?
Well, what's changed is they've wanted to shift the narrative that al-Qaeda is on the run. That's been the narrative ever since the election, that, hey, they're on the run. And in this case, here we've got 65, most of which are al-Qaeda-affiliated members being killed. This administration isn't willing to stand up and say, this is a threat that persists. We need to be strong in the face of it. Instead, they want to say, yeah, we do what we got to do on the side, but let's not talk too much about it because we want to focus on other
things. Don't you think that at this point this country could use a little bluster? This is an awesome operation the president's overseen. I love what he's doing with the drone program. The Yemeni government praises us. This is a chance to get it. We have all our ducks in a row. At least point out the duck.
Brian, that would require being proud of American power. That would require being proud of the leadership we show in this world. And I think this president has shown time and time again he wants to lead from behind the scenes, and reluctantly apply force when necessary. And our adversaries in al-Qaeda have benefited from that reluctance.
The president's visit to Asia, number 5 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here's host Doug McIntyre with ABC's Ann Compton. They discuss the president's agenda on this trip.
This trip, as we've been told, has been canceled 3 times, mostly because of the Ukrainian crisis and various other issues that have come up. What is the actual agenda of this trip?
Well, it hasn't been canceled because of Ukraine. It was canceled because of a government shutdown last October. The president is basically here in East Asia as a symbol to China that it can't be the only big economic power in Asia, that the United States can cooperate with the other somewhat smaller democracies like Japan and South Korea. And if they can put this dozen countries together, take down the trade barriers, open up the lines of imports and exports, this open market would represent 40% of the globe's commerce. And that would be a counterbalance to China. And that's exactly why he didn't beat up on China today in his news conference. He did say that a rising, peaceful China is good for everybody. But he does indicate there will be limits. And he sided with Japan on the fate of those uninhabited islands that Japan and China both claim. And right now, the U.S. says, while it won't judge ultimate sovereignty, right now, Japan's got its hands on the property.
And kind of significantly, he reminded China and the world, but it was directed at China, that those islands fall under the protection provision of treaties between the United States and Japan, which really kind of extended U.S. military protection to those islands.
Well, it implies that, absolutely. And the president was asked if this is, now, is he drawing another red line like Syria or Egypt and the Middle East? And he said, no, that this treaty was written before he was even born. So that this is existing U.S. policy. But the threat, you're right, is absolutely there. If China were to try to come in militarily or by force now and take control of these uninhabited islands that are way down near the Chinese mainland at the tail end of the islands coming down off of Japan, that the U.S. would be in a position to defend what they would consider to be Japanese soil. They are certainly, they don't believe it's going to come to that. They certainly don't think it should. Japan has been worried, though.
Up next on the countdown, a focus on South Korea, the Federal Communications Commission, and our friends at the Supreme Court, all on the way on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at powerfulproducts.com. That's powerfulproducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power.
Lumber Liquidators' once-a-year hardwood flooring clearance sale is going on now. This is the biggest flooring event of the year, with 5 days of historic hardwood flooring deals, like top-quality clearance flooring for just 19 cents a square foot, gorgeous Aberdeen birch engineered hardwood, and even horizontal natural bamboo for just $1.49. Plus, more deals at your local store. So go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find the store nearest you. But hurry, their famous April sale ends Monday the 28th.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you. You don't even need to be a musician. Just look in attics and basements, because they're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the trade-in, trade-up event at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? They'll pay on the spot for qualified used gear and give you a great deal on your new gear. Find details at your local store and at guitarcenter.com.
It's National Park Week, a time each year when we celebrate America's more than 400 national parks. Can't get to any of them? Not to worry. Airwick, the company known for keeping homes smelling clean and fresh, is bringing them home to you with the return of their National Park Collection in partnership with the National Park Foundation. Lifestyle expert Amy Goodman.
Airwick crafted fragrances inspired by the rare essence of our national parks. The new spring collection includes 4 limited edition scents, Yosemite, Channel Islands, Biscayne, and Gulf Islands, as well as returning scents, American Samoa, Great Smoky Mountains, Virgin Islands, and Hawaii.
Channel Islands is a clean scent inspired by the pristine coastal waters and rare silver lotus blossom. Yosemite, wild strawberries fused with soothing mists of mountain rain. Gulf Islands that smell like white sandy beaches and seashores. And Biscayne, sun-kissed citrus paired with wild orchid blossoms.
For about $5.99 each, you can be transported to one of your favorite parks.
Available in scented oils and fresh Matic spray refills. Check out airwick.us.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Did you know the average family throws away an estimated $2,500 of food each year? Want to save that money? Well, now you can with your own freeze dryer. Right, a freeze dryer from Harvest Right allows you to freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, even full meals, and save a bundle. Don't throw away leftovers. Freeze dry them with an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Go to harvestright.com to see how the amazing freeze dryer works. Again, that's harvestright.com.
TRCS, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen, DS. Number 6 item on the countdown this week, the South Korean ferry disaster. Here's host Martin Kilcoyne talking to Don Lemon about his reporting, Lemon's reporting on the information that's come out about the captain and the tragedy itself.
It's beyond horrible.
It's crazy.
When you start hearing what the captain told these kids, and the kids are advised always, you listen to what the captain says, but your human instinct is, I got to get to the top. I'm not going down into my room or what. I don't understand this story at all. Obviously, he's going to face some criminal charges. It's not only horrific, it is criminal.
It is criminal, and especially if they told them to sort of shelter in place, it is. Because the immediate thing to do is to get to safety, and you're supposed to get to the life preservers, and get off the ship. And so if they had any instruction to stay where they are, that is criminal because they gave them the wrong emergency instruction. And so, you know, the captain and several of the crew members, and I think it's up to 4 or 5, have now been arrested, taken into custody, and are being questioned, and as well they should. You know, I think it was, what, like 400 and some people on board the ship. And, I mean, quite honestly, that's not a lot of people. They have more than enough life jackets and lifeboats. And the capacity is like 970-something or whatever, you're close to 1,000. So it's not a lot of people that you would have to get off the boat. But they just appear to be negligent in whatever emergency instructions they gave.
Yeah, just beyond.
We keep talking about the plane and, you know, the 239 people on board. And, okay, they have not been found yet, presumed dead. This is going to be 300 people who are dead, and we see the bodies coming out. It's just a graveyard under the water.
And is there a worse job that exists on the planet than diving down and looking for bodies? And apparently it's so cloudy and dark you sort of just reach for body. I mean, I don't know who the... God bless these people that are doing the diving.
And they're so committed, and they have to really, you know, I was listening to a guy this morning who's like the supervisor for those guys and who's worked with them. And they say you've got to really be careful with them because they're so committed, and they take their job so seriously that you've got to watch them because they'll stay down longer than they should just to, you know, retrieve one more body. And, you know, they have trouble facing the families when they come up if they don't find their loved one's body or if they don't bring up enough bodies. It's just really, you know, it's unbelievable. And you're right, that is commitment.
The FCC and net neutrality, number 7 on the Talk Radio Countdown Review. Here's host Jeff Bacalar with Bridget Carey discussing the pros and cons of the FCC essentially killing net neutrality.
There's information coming out that says a new proposal from the FCC
could potentially allow companies to pay ISPs for faster service.
It's kind of like saying pay a toll to drive on the faster lane of our highway to get to consumers. So Comcast saying, hey, Netflix, if you want to have a better speed, you should pay more
right.
to go on this extra highway. The problem is the controversy of this concept is it's not fair to everyone. Not every company is going to have the resources to be able to pay for that extra lane highway. And so you have startups and other websites going, well, great, so now I'm going to be slower just because I can't pay Comcast or pay Time Warner more to be able to get to people. It should be an even playing field. That's the argument.
I agree with you for the most part. I don't, and look, I am not a fan of, you know, the issues that come with net neutrality. Like, I think it should all be free game and open to everybody. The problem I see is, for me, I just think throttled and changed compared to the way it is now. Like, I don't want all of a sudden my internet to sort of, like, chug along. You know, like, right now, I can stream HD video using anything. And we're at this, you know, and I guess maybe that's like a threshold. I just don't want anything to go beyond that. Right now, you can visit any website. You can do any service. You can do anything like that. I think from this sort of starting point, maybe you could introduce other extracurricular sort of things that possibly you might have to pay extra for. But I don't think, like you said, like we right now we're on this highway. You shouldn't have to pay any more to you know, get in a faster lane or something like that.
It worries me about the potential for just shady business deals. I mean, you have a situation where maybe some company like Comcast, which is part of NBC, says, you know, we like our Hulu shows maybe have this faster speed. You know, maybe you don't pay as much as someone else who's more of a competitor. You don't, you know, you got to hope that FCC would be a watchdog, that everything's being done fairly and that there aren't, you know, privileges given to some over others. It doesn't make me feel good about also having that main highway, that average person highway, you know, well, is that just going to be neglected?
Yeah.
Are there going to be no improvements done for? Well, you have to pay more if you
right.
want. You know, it kind of can incentivize them to make it even better if you pay more, and even better if you pay more.
Number 8 item on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is the Supreme Court story from this past week. Here's host Chad Hartman talking to legal analyst Andrew Cohen about the ruling by the Supreme Court in Michigan. The vote, people have the right to vote, and how they vote should stand. That's the issue.
Let me read you a quote which has been picked up by many people from Justice Kennedy. This case is not about how the debate about racial preferences should be resolved. It is about who may resolve it. There is no authority in the Constitution of the United States or in this court's precedents for the judiciary to set aside Michigan laws that commit this policy determination to the voters. What was he saying in this explanation, and how significant is this particular ruling involving affirmative action, not just in Michigan, but all across the country?
Well, let me answer the second question first. It's a hugely significant ruling, because what it's going to do is allow other states that may be inclined to get rid of affirmative action in higher education to do so by a majority vote. It's an invitation to other states to do that now that the Michigan vote has been upheld. And that means that affirmative action in higher education in many states is going to go away, even though the U.S. Supreme Court hasn't specifically said that it can go away. And that it was that point, that distinction that Justice Sotomayor talked about in her very lengthy dissent. She essentially said, listen, let's not pretend that this is something other than what it is. This is an invitation for majority rule to make decisions on the topics that traditionally have been part of the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution, topics that the courts have generally tried to fight for when it comes to minority rights.
So in other words, if in the state where I'm talking to you from, Minnesota, if it was put on the ballot this November and it was by any vote that the majority said no affirmative action should be allowed at state universities, it could be out.
That's right. It would probably be upheld. It probably wouldn't even make it to an oral argument at the U.S. Supreme Court because the court has so clearly, by a 6-2 vote, ruled that the majority does get to make this decision. And look, this case, this decision has to be looked at not just standalone, but in the context of the affirmative action case last year where the justices punted, and also the Voting Rights Act case, where the justices essentially said, race, you know, to get around racial discrimination in America, to stop racial discrimination in America.
Up next, the Arizona VA scandal and the Boston Marathon. Next.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Promises, promises. Doug Steffen here to deliver on our promises as we move up to number 9 on the countdown. That scandal in Arizona, the VA hospital. Oh, my God, what an outrage. Here's host Mike Broomhead talking to Senator John McCain about what veterans should be doing and what they ought to know about the VA, other than the fact that he sure as heck can't seem to trust him.
I'm getting a lot of veterans and a lot of families of veterans here in Phoenix that have been dealing with this situation for a long time that want to know, what do they do now? They can't trust the VA. What do you recommend these families do tomorrow to get the care they need?
I think they've got to contact our office, or Jeff Flake's office, but our office. We've got about 70% of the cases that we handle in our office have to do with veterans and their lack of attention or care or their cases. It's really sad. And about 70 to 80% of the time, we can get something done to help them. There are times when we simply can't, but we really do thousands of people. In fact, we do people out of state as well, because, as you know, veterans have some affinity and relationship with me. But that's what I can say to them is that's their best opportunity. And by the way, I'm not declaring guilt, but I can tell you I was not satisfied with the briefing that Jeff Flake and I got there at the VA from the VA personnel. And these allegations have to be thoroughly investigated. And every investigative arm that I know of, the Inspector General, the Government Accounting Office, the Inspector, and the Veterans Affairs Committee in both houses, we will get to the bottom of this.
How long do you think that's going to take?
It's hard to say, but sometimes we will try and get it as accelerated as possible. We also would like to have hearings, at least in the House Veterans Affairs Committee, before the investigation is over. Now, the Senator Sanders, the Democrat senator from Vermont, told Jeff and I that he would have hearings, but only after the investigation was concluded. I'm not sure that we can wait that long. That's why I think we've got to have the inspectors generals and hopefully the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Congressman Miller has said that he will have hearings right away.
The number 10 item on the talk radio countdown, Major League Baseball, sports talk radio, the Boston Marathon, coverage of all that good stuff. Here's host John Osterlin talking about an American winning the Boston Marathon for the first time in 30 years.
For the first time since 1983, for the first time in 31 years, an American won the Boston Marathon. He's 38 years old. That's saying something. A guy pushing 40, winning the Boston Marathon. His name is Meg Keflinski. And I believe he was born in Africa, but now he's an American citizen. He won. You go back since 1983, the last 31 years of the Boston Marathon, 26 East Africans out of those 31 Boston Marathons. It has been won 26 out of the 31 times by an East African. So when we saw this guy won, Parker and I started talking about it out in the hallway, and he's thinking that the East Africans all got together, the Ethiopians, the Kenyans, they all got together, and they said, look, we feel bad about the Muslim terrorist attack last year at the finish line. Let's throw this one. Let's take a dive. We're taking a dive. We're going to let an American win. And I said to Parker, no way. If I know anything about East Africans, especially East African runners, they don't take a dive for anybody. They throw nothing. And so, and if you wonder why an American can't compete in this thing, it's all about money. See, we love capitalism in this country. And there are plenty of sports in America that you can really practice and work your tail off and work hard for the rest of your life every day and make a lot of money doing it. Marathon running is not one of them. Meanwhile, when you go to places like Kenya and Ethiopia, if you win marathons, you make money. Every time a Kenyan comes home from the Boston Marathon with a trophy, they get put them on their shoulders and run all over Kenya for a couple of weeks. That's what they do. But there's no money here for American runners.
Let's recap now what's happened in this hour of the countdown and what our review shows for this past week. The Major League Baseball schedule, Boston Marathon, the Yankees cheating on the Red Sox, you know, that kind of good stuff. Number 10. Number 9, the Arizona VA scandal, speaking of cheating. Number 8, the Supreme Court story from this week. FCC and net neutrality, number 7. South Korean ferry disaster, number 6. President's Asia trip, number 5. Deadly Afghanistan hospital attack and the drone strikes in Yemen put together as number 4. Presidential race for 2016, number 3. Number 2, continuing conversation about the Affordable Health Care Act. And number 1, the Russian and Ukraine situation, our soldiers going into Poland for exercises, that sort of thing. That's it. That's the number one item. That's the big deal on this week's Talk Radio Big Deal. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.